Good morning. I'm Chris Modelmug, Executive Director of Smoky Hill Education Service Center. Thank you for joining us today as we share some exciting news about SHESC. First, know that we had hoped to do this event live and in person so we could celebrate together. However, people's health and safety are our top priorities, as they have been throughout the entire COVID-19 situation. So we changed this to a virtual event. When it is safe to do so, we'll invite everyone to stop by and visit the Service Center here in Salina. For those of you who may not be familiar with Smoky Hill Education Service Center, the Service Center assists school districts with work that may be too difficult or too expensive for them to do on their own. Sometimes, because of limitations in time, personnel, or expertise, it makes sense to have the Service Center do the work. We can do it possibly faster, easier, or maybe more efficiently than having individual school districts do it themselves. Professional development, cooperative purchasing, technology assistance, and alternative education are just a few of the services we provide. Smoky Hill Education Service Center was founded on July 1, 1990 in Salina, Kansas, to benefit member school districts and educational institutions with services and cost savings. At the time, the Service Center's 1.5 employees, and Adam, I know the one, but I've never met the 1/2 employee.
Can't say I have either.
Yeah. Focused mainly on professional development and volume purchasing. In 2000, SHESC merged with the North Central Kansas Education Service Center, which was located in Concordia. And then again in 2005, SHESC merged with Fort Hays Educational Development Center, which was located in Hays. Currently, the 70-plus SHESC employees serve more than 50 school districts across 25 counties here in North Central Kansas. We serve 2,700 teachers and administrators who are responsible for the education of more than 31,000 Kansas students. Those numbers get even larger when we factor in the districts that are non-members across the state that we serve. Since 1990, we've seen many changes in education. Through all of them, school administrators and teachers have known that they can rely on Smoky Hill Education Service Center to provide guidance and support. As we head into the next 30 years in the middle of the COVID-19 situation, every facet of education is being affected. At this critical time, SHESC stands ready to continue providing the leadership, services, and guidance that schools and community organizations have come to expect. And now I'll turn it over to Adam Procht.
Thank you, Chris. Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I'm Adam Procht. I'm the marketing coordinator here at SHESC. And before we do the big reveal, I want to take a moment to give some thanks to everyone who helped to make this possible. First off, thank you to the SHESC administration team for having the leadership and vision and being willing to take this kind of daring step today. And thank you to all of the SHESC employees who provided so much valuable feedback and perspective throughout this entire process. I also want to say thank you to the entire ETCH team out of McPherson. They actually produced what we are about to reveal here. They had a lot of hours and a lot of patience, especially with one particular marketing coordinator who kept getting in touch with them asking for another change or a tweak to this or that. In particular, thanks to Elizabeth Williams, Tristan Hawkinson, and Dee Irway Sherwood with the ETCH team. And with that, if Chris will give me a hand here, let's show you what all the excitement is about. All right, everyone, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you the new Smoky Hill Education Service Center logo. It's going to be going on live in all our online presences more or less immediately, and over the coming weeks and months, you'll see it rolling out in other locations as we're able to make this happen. So the process of developing this new logo actually began last year in 2019 as we began to have discussions over ways to make our logo and our branding really be a better reflection of our name, but more importantly, a reflection of our mission and what we do. We also wanted something that looked more modern and to have an icon that was, well, frankly speaking, a little more iconic. Essentially, what we mean by that is just even if the words aren't there, you can look at the symbol and be able to tell that it's us. So the discussions were long, but very productive. And towards the end of 2019, we were ready to find a graphic design agency that was able to turn our concepts into a real concrete reality. And that's when we learned about Etch. So Etch is a graphic design and marketing agency. It's run 100% by college students, from the executive all the way down through the designers. And it's college students who are attending McPherson College with some occasional advice and guidance from the MC faculty. And when we were talking about it, we really couldn't think of a better way to have this project align with our own values than having actual area students come in and work within this innovative concept, really, in higher education. And as you can see, and I think Chris agrees, they really delivered. Now, I want to go through some of the symbolism and meaning that they were just able to pack into this single image with a quick presentation about what is in here. All right, so starting off, the main image in here is a rounded triangle, which is meant to actually represent the hill in Smoky Hill Education Service Center. And it also has this historical association between mountain peaks and searching for greater understanding and learning. It's also a reminder of how our central focus is to be a foundation of support to Kansas educators and to Kansas students. Moving to the other side is the star and compass rose. This is actually a connection with our previous logo. We wanted to have some continuity, but it's also a great symbol of when you think of the North Star, you think of reliable navigation and providing guidance. It also happens to be a star that is in the shape of an eight-pointed compass rose, like you would see on a map. And that's another reinforcement of our role in providing direction, just like you get from a compass. Also, the number eight and an eight-pointed star, if you look across history and cultures, it symbolizes concepts such as knowledge, truth, new beginnings, transformation, and the mind itself, which are all very much in line with what we care about. Next, if you look where the white and blue lines intersect over the hill, it actually is reminiscent of a sharpened pencil tip. It's a reminder of our educational mission that's at the foundation of our work, and also how important communication is to that work. Next, the blue swoop that goes across through here is representative of the Smoky Hill River. That stretches 575 miles through the area. And just as you think of a river sustaining the land that it runs through, it's also important for SAGSC to provide critical assistance to area education, and we sustain them in a similar way. Going the other way, we have the Smoky Hills symbolized by the white line, which represents that regional geography of the Smoky Hills. It also represents the more than 50 school districts that we serve at SAGSC across 25 counties in central and north central Kansas. Finally, if you look at where the blue swoop intersects with the star, we get an arrow formed. And if you'll notice, it points upward and onward. So in a similar way, SAGSC guides those we serve to continually improve and to continually advance as well.
Thank you, Adam, for that explanation of the new logo and the meaning behind it. We know that this virtual event was not as much fun as getting together in person would have been. That is why we're planning an open house for later in the year when it's safe to have large gatherings of people get together again. We've been doing a lot of renovation while our doors have been closed to the public, and we're excited to show that off. We want to show you all of the building improvements and mark our 30-year anniversary with a great party. You're all invited, and we look forward to seeing you then. Until then, thank you for joining us today as we celebrate 30 years. We cannot wait to see what the next 30 years hold for the Service Center and for Kansas schools. Thank you very much.